Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
Change his way, and no, nothing's gonna bend any
Aliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show, right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Oh, yes. Welcome to the E-Man After Show. We're back. Hello, Mandy.
Hello.
We're back in the building. We so appreciate that all of you guys are coming in on the network tonight on the phone line. Hey, come on, let's bob. The party.
I'm 700 degrees even in the shade. G.I.L.E. ain't got a dismay. That's who I'm, you won't have to stay.
Hey. You don't know that song.
Good time like J.J., well, what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even
eat it all
because I got what it takes. And if you want to know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, because I'm the man.
Yes, I am the man. I'm E-Man. Yes. Well, we're back. Hello, everybody. We want to welcome you guys to We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the network, that's coming in on the phone lines tonight. Listen, we are all social media. If you'd like to follow us over here on We Talk Radio, you can follow us on all social media. You can follow us at www.wetalkradio.com. We're on all social media, huh, Mandy?
Yes, we are. And just to list a few, we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Mandy, I actually subscribe for Spotify, and I've been listening to We Talk Radio on Spotify.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been checking out all the shows and even checking out the E-Man After Show.
Okay.
So,
right.
Yeah, we want to thank all of you guys. We're on about 50 platforms. We are all around the globe, and we want to appreciate you guys that's coming in tonight on the network, on the phone line. Listen, if you want to join the conversation tonight, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. You can hit option one. We'll love to bring you in the conversation. And we've been around for 12 years now.
12 years.
Yes, and we're running strong. And if you guys want to go to our YouTube channel, you can always go to our YouTube channel. That's We Talk Radio Network. And, man, you can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they want to subscribe, how do they do that?
Yeah, so, guys, you would just hit that subscribe option. And also next to the subscribe option, you want to hit the notification bell. That would provide you with a notification once we upload content from We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, and so we're appreciative of all of you that's coming in on the network tonight, coming in on the phone line. It is another great episode of the E-Man After Show. Man, this is where we men come around the domino table and put out some big six question, and, you know, we get in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a guest tonight.
We do.
Yeah, we got an awesome guest that we're going to be talking to. She's standing by on the phone line. We got Dr. Stevie Dunn Carter.
Right.
Man, we're so excited to have Dr. Stevie Dunn Carter on tonight. And so we're glad you guys are joining us tonight.
We are so happy. Yes, Dr. Stevie Dunn Carter. She's a best-selling author and motivational speaker.
Mm-hmm.
She's a coach. She has over 20 years of teaching and training experience. Dr. Stevie Dunn received a master's degree in psychology from Wichita State University,
mm-hmm.
a doctorate in leadership from Colorado State University.
Yes, that's so awesome. So we're glad to have her tonight because she's a four-time business owner, you know, four-time business owner, man.
Yes.
Dr. Stevie Dunn got it going on.
Listen, she is a trailblazer.
Show that. She's the author of the bestseller book, Always Be the Short.
Mm-hmm.
Always Be the Short.
Always Be the Short.
I'm quite sure that's a good read right there.
Right.
And then she's the founder and CEO and the president of the Fleetwood Project. It's a nonprofit theater company.
Yes, yes. And just to reiterate, she has a PhD in leadership.
Mm-hmm.
She studied emotional intelligence.
Yes.
addicted to short coffee and red wine.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Red wine. We talked about that a few weeks ago, huh?
We did.
It was National Red Wine Day, right?
Right. And that's my girl because we all love the coffee, right?
Yes. Oh, we're going to talk to her about that coffee and wine. Yes, how they work.
Right. And with her, you know, she wears a lot of hats, but she is a family woman. She lives with her husband and family in Mansfield, Texas.
Yes. Yes. So we want to appreciate all of you guys that's joining tonight. We got Dr. Stevie Dunn tonight. We want to appreciate you. We see you guys coming in on the network. And so, Mandy, we're going to see if we can bring Dr. Stevie Dunn into the conversation on tonight, because we just want to dive into all of this great leader has going on. She got a lot that she's doing, and we're going to talk about it tonight.
She certainly has a lot to offer.
Mm-hmm. And so, ladies and gentlemen, with further ado, she's standing by on the phone lines. We want to thank all of you guys that's standing by on the network. And we see you on the network, and we see you standing by on the phone lines. If you have any questions for Dr. Stevie Dunn, you can hit option one. That's number one on your phone. That's Uno. If you got any questions for the doctor. And we want to appreciate you guys that's hanging out with us on tonight. Hope this has been a blessed day for you. You know, a super Sunday for you. And we are over here on We Talk Radio to shut it down tonight.
Right.
We don't want to forget about our segment. We got a segment at 9:35 with Fred Bell.
Yes, you want to make sure you check out that segment, especially if you need encouragement.
It's Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell. So, man, let's see if we can bring the good doctor in. We can bring Dr. Stevie Dunn Carter.
Yes.
Hello, Dr. Stevie Dunn. How are you?
I am good. How are y'all this Sunday evening?
We are doing absolutely fantastic.
Doing great.
So glad to
good,
have you. Welcome
good
to the E-Man After Show.
Yes, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. I was just saying to a good friend, it's a great way to end a Sunday night.
Yes, over here on the E-Man After Show, We Talk Radio Network,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, we sure appreciate you coming in, and, you know you have a busy schedule. We know you're a busy woman. You got a lot going on, Dr. Stevie Dunn Carter. But we're glad to have you.
Got a lot going on, but don't we all these days, Ema, Mandy, we all got a lot going on these days, so I feel like I'm in good company.
Right.
Yeah, that's the doctor, Dr. Amanda and Dr. Stevie. Oh, you know, I'm just E-Man over here, that's all.
You're a mess.
We got Dr. Amanda Hill, we got Dr. Stevie Dunn, I'm just E-Man, you know, that's all I am. You know, well, ma'am, we're glad to have you on tonight. And so for all our listeners, that's because Dr. Stevie Dunn over on this network, we've been thriving for about 12 years over here. And
yes.
So we're all around the globe. And so the powers to be, I think I can speak for them. They're glad to have you to come and grace the platform or the microphones over here tonight. So with that being said, Dr. Dunn, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, ma'am, who you are and all that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I am a professional speaker and coach. I'm based out of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
And most of my work centers around two basic things. Number one, traveling the country and talking to people, speaking to people about communication and emotional intelligence and leadership. And then the other half of my life is spent on the stage in the theater. I run a nonprofit theater company with my husband, and we're putting on performances, having rehearsals. We were at the theater all day today, so
right.
That's where I live the other half of my life, but I love it.
Yes. Well, shout out to your Carter. Matt Carter? Is that his name? Shout out to your
Matt
husband.
Carter. Yes, sir.
Well, hello, Mr. Matt Carter. Thank you for letting us borrow your wife for a few hours.
Yes,
hours.
Thank you.
He's okay.
Yeah.
He's doing other things. He's entertaining himself, and he's like, I'll see you at 10. I'm like, okay,
no, that's
sounds
right.
good.
Well, ma'am, we're glad to have you. We're just going to jump into this conversation on tonight, because I see you got a lot of great things coming up. You know, you got so much going on, I don't even know where to start. I do know in September, that's coming up this, Thursday, I believe. What is it? The Artscape is coming up over at the Arts Event Center over in Mansfield, Texas. Talk to me a little bit about that,
absolutely.
Dr. Dunn.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite events every year. It's a fundraising gala for arts in Mansfield. A lot of people don't know about Mansfield. It's a town just a little south of Fort Worth. And I say it's a little town because we treat ourselves like we're little, but we have 70,000 people, so we're not little. but you know, here in the DFW Metroplex, it all gets run together. But Mansfield, we have this amazing organization called the Mansfield Commission for the Arts, and they raise money to support arts organizations and arts students in Mansfield. So they give away scholarships and they give away grants and they fund projects. And it's just a beautiful organization that I happen to be a member of the board. And every year we do this big fundraising event called Artscapes. And this year, what makes it so exciting for me is it's a James Bond theme. So we're going to be dressed up in tuxes and evening gowns. I even got my husband to buy a jacket to wear. So I am so excited to spend the night with good music and good food, and all the money we raise goes to support arts and arts education here in this area. And I just really love that. It's near and dear to my heart.
And that's this Thursday at 5:30, right?
Yeah, 5:30 in the evening, a little happy hour for you. Get dressed up and come out and have a good time.
Oh, we know that's going to be awesome. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. So if you know anything about Dallas-Fort Worth, you know where Mansfield is. It's over there behind Fort Worth, over there around the corner from Arlington.
Right.
That's it.
Out 20
that's
out there way.
I'm a mile from the Arlington border.
Well, that sounds like that's going to be awesome, y'all dressing. So is it formal wear or, you know, what are we wearing? We wearing tennis shoes?
You don't have to do formal, but if you want to be James Bond, we are encouraging it. And I personally just can't wait to see all the good-looking men dressed up in tuxes. Because, you know, I know Mandy agrees with me on this. Hey, a guy dressed up is where it's at. So we are.
I'm down your lane. For sure.
Ain't nothing like a brother in a suit, right, Dr. Mendes?
That's right. I see you in your suit all the time. Different suits all the time. You're absolutely right.
Stevie Dunn, you ain't seen me dressed up, have you, Stevie Dunn? Stevie, I'm about to come out to one of your events.
Yes, I would love that.
Well, unfortunately, me and Mendy is going to be out of town this weekend. You know, you got a lot going on this weekend because I definitely want to talk about this here. Dr. Stevie Dunn is so busy. I thought I was busy. Man, listen, all the stuff she got going on, I just thought I was busy. Dr. Dunn, I definitely want to talk about this. And this is over in Fort Port of Worth coming up this weekend just as well from September the 22nd through the 24th. Man, to check it out, it is the Badass Business Summit.
Okay.
That's the name of it. The Badass Business Summit. Talk, Dr. Dunn, where did you come up with that name?
Yes.
Well,
it's so fitting for you.
It was not something I came up with. I am just opening the conference for a friend of mine.
Okay.
But the Badass Business Summit is my favorite. I have to say, it's my favorite business event every year.
Okay.
We've been doing it 3 years now, and it just, the content is all about how to build and scale your business, and it is so inspiring and motivating. And, you know, I travel the country and I speak all over. This is the one event that I actually attend as well as speak. And
great.
I just cannot say enough about how I leave this event so inspired, so excited for my business and where we're going in the future. And it just gives me that little kick in the booty I need every year around this time. And I think we can all use that.
Right.
So, Badass Business Summit, I will be there opening the conference on Thursday, and then I will be there all day Friday, all day Saturday. It's run by a good, good friend of mine named Donnie, and we have a good, good time. So it's a party and a business conference all in one.
Yeah, because I see you have over 17. They have over 17 speakers. They have workshops. They have live podcasts going on. That sounds like that's going to be great. So where is it held over there in Fort Worth?
You know, that's a really good question. It is at the Hilton. I believe it's at the Hilton Garden Inn in the Medical Center. The Medical.
Okay.
District.
Okay.
So, Dr. Dunn, how important is it for business owners and people that are aspiring to be entrepreneurs to attend these summits?
Oh, Mandy, what a great question. I think it is so important because I've been doing this business thing for the last 8 years, and mm-hmm. I think so often it can feel like you're on an island, like mm-hmm. you are doing it by yourself, and nobody understands, and nobody gets the long hours, and nobody understands the drama, and nobody mm-hmm. understands the stress, and I think mm-hmm. finding these kinds of events where you can be with other people who get it, who understand mm-hmm. the struggle, who understand where you've been and where you're going and what you're looking for so that they can help you grow. And mm-hmm. it's events like this that I think entrepreneurs have to make time for and have to invest in. Because mm-hmm. you don't have to be on an island doing it by yourself. You can
right.
have a support system of other people, but you got to get out there and meet them. And so I think this event is so important for business owners because of that. I think it keeps us grounded, and I think that it helps on those stressful days to know that there's somebody else who understands.
Right.
Thank you.
So important, so important.
It is.
And when you talk about the live podcast, what does that consist of? Are y'all teaching classes on how to do podcasts? Those in business, like such as myself, you know where I'm going with this, being a producer.
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, so there'll be workshops on everything. So they've got workshops on how to do different marketing things, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. They're going to talk about podcasts and how to start them, how to get on them as guests. They're going to talk about books. Really, it's about all the different types of advertising, marketing, sales that you can do in your business to mm-hmm. get you to that next level. So you actually, it's not a conference where you just sit and listen. You actually get out your computer and do some work. So it's really, really good. And then at the end of the conference, there is a live podcast. The Growth Mode is one of the podcasts that everybody in the group loves and we're all a part of. And so at the end of the conference, they actually do a live podcast from the conference where they actually have people in the audience ask live questions. So just like this live radio show we're doing right now, they do that live in a conference hotel. And it's an amazing experience.
Well, we definitely got to make sure we're there next year.
Right, right.
That sounds motivating.
You should.
Right?
You should get the dates on your calendar. We do it every year this weekend in September.
Oh, awesome. That is so awesome. Yeah, we're going to book that so we can make sure we are there on next year because, you know, I'm into all of that, Dr. Stevie.
I know. Yeah, you would love it. And we would love to have you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen on the network tonight over here on We Talk Radio Network, we're talking to Dr. Stevie Dunn Carter. Man, she is just so awesome. She got a lot of events going on. She got a lot going on. And we're just glad to have her on tonight, Mandy.
Right. We are glad to have her on tonight.
Yes. And so, Dr. Dunn, I see you wrote a book. I want to talk a little bit about your book. I wrote a book, Always Be a Shark. You know, it reminds me of the Shark Tanks. What?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about your book, Dr. Dunn. What inspired you to write this book, and what is this book about, ma'am?
Yeah, I think what inspired me, if I'm 100% honest, what inspired me to write the book was the pandemic. Now, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, but I've been talking about writing the book for years, and I finally had the time.
Okay.
Being a speaker, the pandemic was really hard on business. So all of a sudden, instead of traveling all over the country, I was stuck at home for months on end. It was a great time to write the book. So really, that was the reason to write the book. I've been wanting to write it forever, but that was kind of the impetus I needed, the kickstart I needed to get it done. And the book is really about my journey to find myself and realize that I could do anything that I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of us that get told in life that we can't do this or can't do that, or you're too old
right.
for this, or you're too dumb for that, or whatever mm-hmm. it is. And, you know, I went through that just like everybody does. But
right.
I got to a point where, you know, on the outside, it looked really good, right? I had the good husband. I had the good job. I had the nice house. I had all the things that people say, oh, she must be successful. She must have
right.
a good life. And the truth was, I was miserable and I hated it. And so I decided I had to make a change. And
right.
the change that I kept realizing is I was no longer being true to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to figure out who I was again. And
mm-hmm.
so the book is really about that journey, the steps I took and the I guess, process or procedures that I went through, the exercises, the thinking ideas, the meditations, the journal entries, all the different things I went through to kind
right.
of find that newfound confidence in myself and to really be happy again. And
you know,
so that's the story. And I just really think that we all need to find a way to reclaim our story.
That is so awesome, isn't it, man?
It
because
is awesome.
It's a quote that I love that's out there, and it says it like this. Here, Shakespeare says it like this: let every man be true to his own self.
Because
mm-hmm. if you ain't mm-hmm. true to yourself and you don't know who you are, man, you have to
yeah.
you have to do just like Stevie Dunn is saying: go back to discover who you are. Because once you know who you
yeah.
are, you know whom you are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that's awesome, Dr. Dunn. We got to get
awesome.
Our hands on that book so we can. It's a bestseller.
It is a bestseller.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was an absolute honor to write it. And I've just been so blessed and grateful for people to have received it well and shared it with others. And yeah, it was a pretty exciting year this year, launching that book into the world and starting to see how it can have an impact on people.
Well, would you mind sharing with our listeners where they can find that book if they'd like to get a copy of it?
Absolutely. So you can find that book at Amazon. You can find it on Walmart.com, BarnesandNoble.com. All of your book retailers sell it, both paperback and ebook. Or you can go to my website, and there's a link from my website straight to the book.
So awesome.
That
and my website
awesome.
Is Dr. StevieDunn.com.
Yes.
DrStevieDunn.com. That is awesome. And Dr. Stevie Dunn, you have a lot of accomplishments. You've taught a lot. You've imparted into others. You've give a lot of directives. And for a person that has done so much and has traveled around the world and spoke to many, and you have a lot of partnerships and things of that nature, when you I'm going back to the book, the Always the Shark, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How important, how did you drown out the noises, the unnecessary sounds, the unnecessary opinions when you had the vision and you knew what direction you should take? How were you able to walk with facing different opinions and maybe people, for example, you admire or people that were influential in your life that may not have understood the direction you were going into because, you know, you had directives. How did you drown out the noise?
Yeah, great question. You know, there's two things that kind of come to mind as you ask that. Number one, I have something I tell all of my clients, and that is, it's your life, so you're the one that has to live with it. And I think sometimes we allow other people to influence us and guide us, and that may not be a bad thing, but at the end of the day, it's our life. And at the end of your life, you have to be the one who is okay with it. And all of those other people, they don't get a say then, you know? And so I try and always start there, right? When somebody else says, well, maybe you should do it this way, maybe you should do it that way, I always say thank you for your input, mm-hmm. thank you for your insight, but then I have to ask myself, but does it fit with me?
Mm-hmm.
And if it fits with me, great, but if it doesn't fit with me, that's also okay. And I have this thought that I use a lot in my own head and in my own work on myself, because I don't think we're ever done working on ourselves.
Right.
But it goes with this idea of if you were to close your eyes and think about things in your life, there's a lot of voices in your head, right? Maybe the voice of your mom, maybe the voice of your pastor, maybe the voice of your husband. There's a lot of voices in our heads that are trying to give us advice, trying to help us along. But the idea is that there should only be one voice that you listen to, and that has to be your own at a certain point. We can listen to all these ideas, but we have to know our own voice. And so I always find moments in my life where that noise is getting a little too loud, and excuse my poor language, but I say they need to sit down and be quiet because I'm driving. they need to sit down and be quiet because I'm driving this ship. This is my life.
Right.
And so I think sometimes we have to get better as humans about learning to listen to our own voice and realizing that our voice has power and our voice knows us better than anybody. Maybe other than God. God probably knows us a whole lot better, but better than anybody else that we would talk to. You know, I mean, my husband knows me better than I know myself sometimes, but at the end of the day, it's still my voice and it's my life. And I think sometimes we just don't pause. You just need to take a pause and you need to get real quiet. Because when we get quiet, we get clear.
So
I think we need to get quiet so that we can truly hear that voice that is ours. And we need to tell those other voices in our head, just be quiet for a moment. I'm listening to me right now. And when you do that, you really do, you hear yourself and you hear what's best for you moving forward.
Wow.
Thank you.
So that's powerful. So awesome, Mandy. Yeah, Dr. Don, we really appreciate it, because as I sit here and listen to you, I hear so much. And I hear so much out of what she's just sharing, which will bring me to this question. And you can answer this question after we come out of our segment. You know, with all the great things that you have going on, it's a lot going on. And so one of the questions I would ask you, every individual have a bump in the road. And I want to know some of the challenges and the bumps in the road and the hiccups that didn't make you bitter. It made you better. But you can answer that question when we come out of our segment, because we got
you
a
got
segment
it.
To do.
You got it.
And we'll come back to that particular question when we come out of this segment. Ladies and gentlemen on the network, we're talking to Dr. Stevie Dunn Carter. She's with us on tonight. We see you guys on the phone line. We see you guys on the network. If you have a question for Dr. Stevie Dunn, you can hit option one, and we would love to bring you into the conversation. So, Dr. Dunn, you can get you some wine, because we're going to talk about this wine that you got going.
You got it.
We're going to talk about this coffee and this wine that you got going on. And we'll come back with more of the E-Man After Show right after our segment. Y'all guys keep it locked. We'll be back right after this.
You are now tuned in. To encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You know, there are times in our lives where we just have the hustle and bustle, where we don't have time to think about what God has actually done for us. We think of the houses, we think of the jobs, we think of the cars, we think of what people have to say about us. And all along, sometimes we forget about the one who matters more than anyone in this world. And that is God. Because He's bigger than all our problems. He's bigger than all our desires. If we focus on Him, we can actually understand what our purpose in life is. Has there ever been a time when you were just so busy and you just didn't have the time to pray? You didn't have the time to worship. You didn't even have the time to go to church. And then something happened in your life and it made you realize who the most important person was in this world. because he set you down until you realize that you needed to talk to him, that your relationship with him had started to go astray. He brought you back in the fold of his arms, in his bosom, because he is the one who matters. No matter what you're going through in this life, nobody's greater than the one who created you, because there's someone bigger than you and I, and his name is Jesus Christ. There's a reason he came down in the form of man, so that he may feel the same pains as us, so that he would understand what we were going through. So when you're in your down times and you're going through the hustle and bustle, just take the time to know that there's somebody bigger than you and I, and his name is Jesus Christ. He has come to save us. He has come to give us new life. So never think that he's too busy. If you just sit down and take the time to talk to him, he's there to listen. Because God is the one that's bigger, better than anything we could ever imagine. You have just heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We want to thank all of you guys that's hanging out with us on tonight over here on the E-Man After Show on We Talk Radio Network. We're talking to Dr. Stevie Dunn. She's our special guest for tonight. We have Dr. Amanda in the building on tonight. We want to appreciate you guys that's coming in on the phone lines. That segment you just heard, that was by Fred Bell. It is Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell. I want to thank him for all that he do, and we want to appreciate you guys listening. We're talking to Dr. Stevie Dunn on tonight. Man, it's just so awesome, all the great things that the doctor has got going on.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and so we have a standing by on the phone lines. Are you back with us, Dr. Dunn?
I am. I have my wine glass, and I am ready.
Hey, ain't nothing like, because you know this is actually Self-Care Awareness Month, right? September.
Yes.
And high important, because you know we, a few Sunday nights ago, it was National Red Wine Day, Dr. Mm-hmm. Stevie. And we were showing.
Oh, y'all celebrated, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am. For sure, because you know the importance of the wine, because it helps in a lot of areas, right, Dr. Dunn? You know, I think we talk about the
cholesterol
and all that stuff that wine can help you along the way with. So you having a glass of red wine over there tonight, huh?
I am indeed. Close off my weekend with a little glass of red wine.
Amen. Well, yes. Well, drink one for me and Mandy. We ain't got no more tonight.
I will. I know y'all gone. Working, so it's okay. I got it. I'm working too, but this is more like fun.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we really appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us over here on the E-Man After Show.
Yes.
Me and Mandy is definitely appreciative of that. And let's just dive right back into the conversation. I think when we left off, I did ask you the question, because we know in life, everybody have a hiccup in life. Everybody mm-hmm. has a bump in the road. But I heard you talk about the pandemic. When the pandemic came, it allowed you to sit down and write a book, which we have interviewed great other guests on the show, and they somewhat said the same thing. The pandemic didn't stop them. I have a good friend of mine. He's a filmmaker. He got a couple of movies done. And we interview a lot of different people. We find out, man, that they had the world shut down, but people got a lot done during the pandemic.
Right. Yes.
But Dr. Dunn, because, you know, life brings us all hiccups and challenges, what are some of the bumps in the road that you've been faced with or you had to be faced with that you've seen yourself stepping over those hiccups and over those bumps where it didn't make you bitter, it made you better?
Yeah. There's two really that came to mind, I guess, as you asked the question. The first one is, I guess, kind of what took my life down a different path. And I think that happens to a lot of us. But I was a professional dancer as my career up until my mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I danced all over the world, and I danced every day. And it was my life plan. It was my dream. It was my goal. Everything was going well until I got injured.
Mm.
And the injury, I remember the doctor coming in with all the great bedside manner that some doctors have.
Right.
And he said to me, well, we can do the surgery and, you know, it might get better, but you'll probably never dance again.
Hmm.
Or we cannot do the surgery and you can just be in pain for the rest of your life. So which one do you want to do? And what I thought was so interesting is you don't tell a dancer that not dancing is an option. So I didn't have the surgery, which he thought was the craziest thing in the world because, of course, to him, we'll have the surgery and not be in pain. I said, but I have to dance. It's like breathing. I can't not do that. And so I didn't have the surgery, but I do live now every day with that pain. And so it meant I could no longer be a professional dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I could no longer dance at the level that I had been dancing. And I started dancing when I was 2. So this was all I knew in life. And when you're faced in that moment of everything you had planned and everything you had focused on is just torn away from you, it can be a really bitter time, as you put it, right? Bitter or better. And I would say I sulked in it a good couple of months, right? Lots of ice cream, lots of red wine, and wondering where I'm going to go with my life. But something that just kept coming to me through that time was, there are no mistakes. So I had to learn that dancing was chapter 1, but it wasn't necessarily the entire book. And there were other chapters for me, and I just needed to open myself up to them.
That's
and
a
I think we get
right
stuck
there.
With that, right? It is. Because I think there's so many times where we as humans just get stuck going, but this is all I know, this is all I have planned, I can't see any other place. And I think we have to remember that there are no mistakes. So there's just another chapter. You just turn another page. You go another direction. And there's something else for you. And so if that hadn't have happened to me, I wouldn't be here talking to y'all. I wouldn't have gone back to school. I wouldn't have gotten my education. I wouldn't have become a professional speaker. I wouldn't have done any of these things. I wouldn't have met my husband. I wouldn't have lived in Texas. I wouldn't have done any of these things. And this amazing life I have now, if that hadn't happened. Mm-hmm. So I do think there are times in life where we're given a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that wake-up call comes in the form of somebody great and somebody wonderful and something happy. But sometimes that wake-up call comes in pain.
Yes.
And I think we have to take that and say, what is this telling me to do? And we have to find that in ourselves to say, let's turn another page. Let's find the next chapter. And so I think that's just an obstacle that always sticks with me, because I will tell you, I still dance to this day. Do I have pain? Sure, sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I'm also over 40. I just have pain in my body. It's
right.
Not anything except age, right? So I still dance, right? Mm. I still dance. I still get to do that now in this life. I had to give up it as a profession, but that didn't mean I had to give it up. And I think sometimes that's something we have to remember. Sometimes it's about a tweak, but it's not about throwing something away. Mm. I never threw away dance. I just had to tweak where it fit in my life. And I think the second obstacle that I faced, really, that came to me when you asked this question, is exactly that same kind of motto, which was, in my business, my husband supported me for the first 3 years. He said, you got 3 years to make money. You got 3 years. I'm going to support you. I'm going to pay the bills, right? Mm-hmm. Which, talk about faith. He had a lot of faith in me. but year two, I had only made $17,000. So I was not really feeling like I was going to be successful on my year three, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was, you know, you go, you seek advice, you seek mentors. I had a sales coach. And I said, why am I not making money? I know I'm good, right? I know I've got stuff to share with the world. Why am I not making money? And he said to me, the reason you're not making money is you. Because you don't think you're worth it.
Well,
and that there, that's
I'm right there one day.
You don't think you're worth it, right? Because you don't think you're worth it. And I was like, well, of course, right, being who I was like, well, yes, I do. I know I'm worth it. And he's like, well, if you did, you'd be making money.
Right.
And what I learned is I didn't need to do anything big. I didn't need to make a big change. I just needed to make a small tweak. And in that case, the tweak I needed to make was in my mind, telling myself I was worth it. I was worth people paying me. And I can make money. And I'll tell you, in year three, I made $158,000.
I'm coming to your seminar.
So,
we're signing up
for the business seminar.
What's the difference between year two and year three? The only difference is I believed in me. That was the only difference. And I think we forget that sometimes those small tweaks are all we really need.
Right.
That's all that stands in between us and greatness. The small
Me and Mandy just looking at each other smiling.
Yes.
Dr. Dunn, as I listen to you, there's a famous person, you know, she wrote a quote. And as I sit here and listen to you describe that so eloquently, this quote is, it says, just because you're hurt doesn't mean you're broken. You know who wrote that quote, Dr. Dunn?
Yep. Who did?
Yeah, this that famous man is Dr. Stevie Dunn. That's one of her quotes. I love that.
I don't actually think I wrote it, but I use it a lot, and I don't remember who did. But just because you're hurt, you're not broken.
Right.
And that's something that I think we have to remind ourselves of, all of us. We have to support each other. We got to remind each other about that, because we got a lot of people going through pain every day.
Every day,
a lot of people are hurt. A lot of people are broken down.
Right.
But they're not broken.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. And I think we've got to remind ourselves of that. And that's how I get through those obstacles. You know, I wallow in it. I have self-pity. I drink the bottle of wine. I do all the things like normal humans. But I also come to the other side and say, what small tweak can I make, and how do I remind myself that I'm not broken?
So good.
Maybe
so
down, beautiful. But I'm not out. you know?
Right. Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on the network, we're talking to Dr. Stevie Dunn Carter. Mandy?
Yes, yes. Dr. Stevie Dunn, you are very proficient at expressing yourself. And we know that you have a PhD in leadership and you study emotional intelligence. So for our listeners tonight, can you kind of give the definition of emotional intelligence for one, and also advise us how you utilize it in your line of work?
Yeah, absolutely. So the definition that I like to use for emotional intelligence is the learned ability to regulate emotions effectively and interpret messages correctly. And the reason I like that definition is because I think emotional intelligence has a lot more to do with communication than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So often we let our emotions guide us in our decisions or guide us in what we think people are saying, but that's not really what they're saying. We're just having an emotional response to what they're saying. And so how I use it in my life is I try and use emotional intelligence every day when I communicate with people, either in an average everyday way of thinking about how they are feeling in the moment, what emotions they're bringing into the conversation, what emotions I'm bringing into the conversation, and deciding how I might approach something based on that. Because, you know, when people are feeling good, it's really easy to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But when people aren't feeling good, it gets a lot harder. We take things
right.
personally. We say things with the wrong tone. And so emotional intelligence is being able to manage that, to think about that and adjust yourself accordingly. But I think emotional intelligence is also knowing when you're having a bad day. When you're having a bad day and things aren't going well for you and you're reacting poorly, how do you not take that out on others?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think what happens to a lot of us is our emotions fall out our mouths, usually directed at the people around us. And in my life, that's usually my family because I'm with them 24/7. I love my family more than anything
right.
in the world. And
right,
so
right.
I'm with my family all the time, but that means they feel it when I get stressed. They feel it when I'm having a bad day. And is that their fault? Is that their burden? No, it's not. They didn't cause me to have a bad day. They usually are not the cause of this emotion, but they're the recipient. And that's not okay. We need to protect our family, our friends, from being the punching bag for something that they didn't cause. And so I really try and use my emotional intelligence every day just to do a check-in with myself. How am I feeling? Am I good? And making sure that I don't let my emotions get in the way of those conversations and those relationships.
That is so powerful.
Yeah.
That's
so
a class
good.
With all
so
within itself. Y'all send y'all money to we, you know. Well, Dr. Stephen Dunn, that is so awesome, man. We really want to appreciate you tonight. I know you told us, I know I told you we're an hour, and we're barking up on the hour. Manny got a lot of more questions, and I have a lot of more questions. But I'm going to ask you one more question, and I guess we'll get ready to wrap it up. I know the Fleetwood Project has got an event that's coming up in, what, December? Dr. Dunn.
We have two events. We have two events coming up. We have a show coming up in October, and then we have another show in December. So, we've got a lot going on.
Yeah, and it's called the Christmas Rehab, and it's actually December the 9th through the 12th. That's the day me and Mandy are supposed to get married on December the 9th.
Oh, that's right. I remember. Well, you know, maybe after your honeymoon, you want to come see a Christmas show. I don't know.
It's a holiday show. Talk to me a little bit about that show, Dr. Dunn.
Yeah. Christmas Rehab. What makes it so interesting is it is a world premiere. It is a play that my mom, my dad, my husband, and I wrote together as a family.
Okay.
So it's a play all about family togetherness and the real meaning of the Christmas spirit and how so often in life, and especially as adults, Christmas becomes just one of requirement instead of enjoyment, right? We have to go see the family. We have to be with the family. And so we created a story all around what if was meant to help us all as adults remember that being together as a family is the Christmas, and that is the spirit. And togetherness is what matters. It doesn't have to be perfect decorations or perfectly baked cookies. It just needs to be being together. And so the story is all about Santa sending this family on a trip to rekindle their Christmas spirit.
That's awesome.
So awesome.
Well, me and Mom about to slide through there on our honeymoon.
Right?
Well, if not, we are going to be recording it and putting it on YouTube so you will be able to see it. Even
after,
you'll be able to see it. So, yeah, we're very excited for it.
And so where is that being held at? Is that in the Mansfield area just as well?
It is. Yes, we have a little theater in downtown Mansfield that's run by the city of Mansfield called the Far Best Theater. And that is where we do all of our productions.
Okay. Well, you got it going on, Mr. TP.
Right.
I know, right? It's a lot. There's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, because even in October the 7th through the 16th, what is it, Forever Plan? That starts just as
Forever
well, right?
Forever Plaid. Yes, so it is a four-man barbershop quartet. But we're doing it a little bit differently in that we have one of our actors is an incredibly talented R&B singer. So we're doing barbershop quartet with a little bit of R&B. So it's a pretty amazing show. It's fun. It's funny. And it's just about four men singing the songs of the 1960s. It's great music and great energy.
Well, we had to come out and check that out. I had to get sharp and come out there and check that out.
Yes, and who is
there
the R&B
you go.
Singer?
Dress up. I'm telling you.
So, Dr. Don, who is the R&B singer?
His name is Isaiah Dreyer. He is a new Texas resident. He just moved here from California.
Oh, cool.
Okay, great.
And that's October the 7th through the 16th. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you want to get sharp like me and Mandy and go out there and kick it with Dr. Stevie Dunn. Those of you down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, you're welcome to do that just as well. Well, man, Dr. Dunn, we so appreciate you got so much going on.
Yes.
We got a whole lot of more questions to ask you, but I told you we'll be an hour. So we're not gonna hold you. We'll just cut it off right there. Unless you got some more questions, Mandy. We'll go ahead and wrap it up. But Dr. Dunn, I did want to talk. Well, we did talk about the red wine.
We did.
We didn't talk about the coffee part of it, huh?
We did not.
Because you know, Mandy is a coffee lover.
I am a coffee connoisseur. Yes.
I am coffee in the morning and then wine at night. I just go from one beverage into the other. That's the way I go for it. So I understand completely.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Dr. Dunn, on the behalf of Mandy and E-Man and We Talk Radio Network, the founder, Ms. Kia Davis, we really want to appreciate you for taking out your time to come out and hang out with us on the E-Man After Show and just share a little bit what you do. just a little bit what you do. Just keep up the good work. Mm-hmm. I want to just encourage you because I can tell you was courageous and bold enough to accept the call for everything that you're doing. And just keep your foot in front of the other and keep making it do what it do in 2022. It is so awesome.
Yes, sir.
And
thank
so with that
you
being
so much.
Said,
thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, we're excited to have you.
Yes.
With that being said, if you'd like to give any shout-outs, I know you probably want to shout-out to your husband. Hello, Matt Carter. How you doing, sir? You know, you want to do any shout-out, you could take this moment and give any shout-outs and at this particular moment, if you like.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Well, I will shout-out my husband because I'm sure he's probably listening at the door right now wondering when we're getting ready for bed because it's past our bedtime. So shout out to Matt Carter. Shout out to my mama because I know she doesn't miss anything I do. So Joe Carey, I know you're listening. So thank
shout
you,
out, mama,
for listening. And then shout out to the rest of the Fleetwood Project family. We've got great actors and great crew members who help us put on shows, and we were at the theater all day today, and they worked hard. So for those of you tuning in from Fleetwood, thank you for being part of my family.
Well, that is so awesome. Well, let me go and plug E-Man real quick. You know, you do this kind of production. Just a little hint. You heard this from a birdie. You know I'm a sound engineer, right? You need a sound.
I do, actually. That was on my list.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Dr. Dunn, we really appreciate you tonight. We thank you for your time, ma'am. We got to have you back.
Yes.
We definitely got to have you
back. Yes, I would love that.
Yes. Well, we'll have you back on down through the years. And you just keep up the good work, ma'am.
I will. Y'all do the same. And congratulations on a big year ahead for both of you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for your time tonight, ma'am. You be blessed.
Thank you, Dr. Dunn.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Dr. Stevie Dunn Carter. And we want to appreciate her tonight for taking out her time to hang out with us over here on the E-Man After Show. And so, Mandy, it's been another great episode.
It has been.
We want to thank all you guys that's standing by on the phone lines. We want to thank you guys that's hanging out on the network. You know, I forgot to announce this over on the Mandy the Mentor Show. We'll be out this coming weekend. You know, we'll be doing rewind shows on the Mandy the Mentor Show. And those of you that follow Mandy the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show, we'll be out this weekend, you know. And so go back and check out our rewind shows. We really would appreciate that. And so we'll join you on the next Sunday night live. And so to all of you tonight, we pray that you will get some good rest, and we pray that you will have a productive and blessed week. You know, in other words, do everything that you can do while you can. And don't leave no stones unturned. And so, Mandy, as we get ready to wrap this show up, this has been another great episode over here on We Talk Radio Network. So, Mandy, let's pack up our bags and get on up out of here. So, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we are all living proof.
Until next time, good night.
Good night, everybody.
You're listening to The Sound.
Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions 'cause we don't know why. Oh, yes. We all need you to make a way. And we all need you, that's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you, show us the way. When it all falls down and there's no way out, hey, when our faith is lost and we're full of,
thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.